It was once known as just a giant pasture, but today it's also the site of an important battle in the Revolutionary War. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Before the days of the Revolutionary War, this area of South Carolina was literally a pastoral gathering place.
Cowpens was a grazing area used by local farmers to fatten their cattle, hence the name, the Cowpens. It was the largest of its type known in the state.
But as Pat Ruff will tell you, eventually the Cowpens would become known for more than a grazing spot.
Up until October of 1780, the Patriot Army had been truly struggling. The British had been winning a lot of battles, but the battle at King's Mountain sort of gave them hope.
The battle at King's Mountain was just a few miles away from the Cowpens. There, American patriots under Daniel Morgan had defeated the British. Now, in January of 1781, the battle shifted to the place where many of those men had gathered, the Cowpens.
3 months later here at Cowpens, because it was a large area, Morgan knew, and his scouts had told him, if you send out the word to meet at the Cowpens, everybody's going to know where to assemble.
The collection of unseasoned soldiers might not fare well in battle. Perhaps they would even run in the face of the enemy. Morgan developed a battle plan that allowed the men to do just that.
Morgan knew that the militia who were assembling to meet him could not stand up and face the British bayonet. He gave them an alternative, them meaning his militia troops, fire at least two good volleys, form a reserve position behind the other better trained forces. And they did that beautifully.
We'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside at Cowpens National Battlefield, South Carolina. I'm Andrew McCrae.